We're doing a quick review of the book of Hosea. We'll dedicate our learning to Salafai Bat Yosef. We had discussed that the Navi Hosea is a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of his father Be'eri. Hosea prophesied during a period of four kings, Uzziah, Yosam, Ahaz, Yechizkiah. Yosam was a king, Yechizkiah was a king, Ahaz was a wicked king. Hosea initially was in a conversation with Hashem where he said they're sinning so much, let go of them, choose another nation. They're not living up to what they're supposed to do, so okay, choose another nation. And Hashem came and said to Hosea, how could you say that? You go marry a prostitute, have children where you won't even know if they're your own kids. And then Hashem tells him how to name those children. Then Hashem says, okay, now you send her out. You don't want to send her out, right? And you married her knowing she wouldn't be faithful. And we went into the Machlokas Rishonim, whether this actually happened or it was all a vision of prophecy. And then the Navi started saying how blessed Am Yisrael would be, that things would work out for them. And Hashem says they should take their leaders to task. They should do tshuva. They should listen to the Nevi'im. But the way they're going is they take all the blessing Hashem gives them, and then they forget that Hashem is the source of all the blessing. Hashem says, okay, I'll take it back. If you don't recognize I did it, if you don't recognize I gave you. Hashem says, but ultimately I will seduce her to come back. And then things will be blessed like the days she left Mitzrayim. And we discussed the understanding that this goes about the time of Mashiach. The Medrash that in the time of Mashiach, Mashiach will take Am Yisrael out to the desert for a period of 40 years before we come back. 40 years, 40 days, different understandings before we come back. There will be a time when the Jews are exiled again. That's what the Midrashim seem to learn from here. And then Hashem says we will have a real connection, the famous psukim of Ve'irastich li le'olam, that we will be bonded for eternity with righteousness. And Hashem says the key to our bond is when you have tzedek, mishpat, chesed, and rachamim, and emunah. And Hashem says, then the land of Israel will flourish as well. Then Hashem continues and tells Hosea, go love a woman who you know is going to be unfaithful to you. And Hosea marries her. And then Hosea tells her, don't go with other men, be faithful. And this is a sign about how Am Yisrael is going to last for a long period without a king. A reference to our long galut, where we have no central leadership, and yet Am Yisrael lasts. Hashem says, be faithful, and out in the galut, there we are faithful. Hashem says, when will they return? Achal yashuv bnei Yisrael. When they return and they seek out Hashem, and they seek out Malchut David, they seek out kingship, then Hashem says, then they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael, which we understood to be, we brought two pshatim here, about whether this was talking about the galut of the first Beit HaMikdash or the ultimate geula. We're up to what might be called the fourth chapter. Hashem says, now Hashem is talking to them at that present time, Hashem says, I'm going to take you to task because right now in Eretz Yisrael there is no emet, there is no truth, there is no kindness, there's no recognition of Hashem on earth. Quite the contrary. People swear falsely, people lie, people murder, people steal, people commit adultery. Hashem says, the land will mourn, so to speak. The land will be desolate. Everything will be destroyed. And the Navi went through great descriptions of how destroyed it's going to be. Even the fish from the sea will leave. Hashem says, they don't want to hear the rebuke of the true prophets. They only want to hear the false prophets that promise them everything will go good. So Hashem says, okay, if that's the way you go, so you and your false prophets will suddenly find yourselves on the run, and you'll see the destruction at your gates. And then Hashem says there will be payback for all the sinful ways. Remember, Hosea is talking about a century before all of this happened. But Hosea is warning them. Hosea says, if you keep running after the prostitutes and the wine, you keep running after your idols, so Hashem says, okay, I will take you to task. The Navi says, the girls, their daughters-in-law, were all committing adultery. Hashem says, okay, then I won't get involved. What does it mean, I won't get involved? Chazal understood this to mean, I will no longer check them with the sota waters. If the men are committing adultery and the women are committing adultery, I can't get involved when the masses are leading unholy lives, Hashem says. I gave you a gift, the gift of the sota waters, to help you maintain faithful relationships. But if the masses aren't, then I'm not getting involved. Hashem says, I will let their destructive ways destroy them. The nation has been like a cow that goes astray, and so Hashem says, okay, that cow has to be taught to go the right path, and sometimes the way to teach it is by hitting it. We're up to what might be called the fifth chapter. The Navi calls out to the leaders and to the people, and he says, you the leaders, you have the responsibility of leading the people to justice, but you're not. I know what you guys are doing. You guys are looking to fill your own pockets. And so, being that the leaders and the people are all going after false prophets because they want to sin, so the sin is what's going to bring them down. And the Navi here speaks to both the northern tribes and the southern tribes. And to an extent, there's a greater claim against the southern tribes, because the southern tribes will see how the northern tribes, the northern 10 tribes, got destroyed. The unthinkable happened. Until Am Yisrael was chased out of Eretz Yisrael, everyone assumed it's never going to happen. The Nevi'im kept warning, it will, it can, and everyone kept thinking it won't. And when the 10 northern tribes were exiled, you had a Holocaust, you had 2 million people or 10 million people that were just wiped off the face of the planet, taken to all kinds of territories and intermarried or sold as slaves or whatever was done with the northern 10 tribes. So then Yehuda, the southern tribes, should have recognized, the Nevi'im knew what they were talking about. But no, says the Navi, quite the contrary. So Hashem says, I'll be like a lion against them. I will devour them. And when I come to devour them, no one's going to save them from my hands. Hashem says, Elecha shuv el mekomi. I'm going to go back to my place, so to speak. Hashem removes the Shekhinah from Am Yisrael. We said this is a reference to the exile that the Shekhinah took, the levels that the Shekhinah arose, distancing itself from Am Yisrael as Am Yisrael continued their sinful ways. Hashem says, I will wait until they recognize their faults, and when things go bad and they seek me out, they say, L'chuv nashuv el Hashem. Let's return to Hashem. He's the one that punished us. He's the one that can heal us. And we said this is a great gift from Hashem. Ordinarily, a parent might say, or a teacher might say, I'm not going to accept your apology just because you were punished. I want you to mean what you say. I want you to think about it. I want you to understand. Hashem doesn't say that. Hashem says, even if what caused you to do tshuva is the difficult times you're having, even so I take you back. Even if the cause for it is kihu, because Hashem is the one that hid us, and He's the one that could cure us, Hashem says, that's fine, but so long as you do tshuva. Hashem says, v'neide'ani u'defal adat et Hashem. We described that pasuk is really a key. It encompasses a major concept in learning Torah. The more you know, the more you want to chase after it. People say, I don't even feel like learning. Well, you haven't started. When you start and you see what's in it, then you'll want to do more. If a person that hasn't even started, only after you know something, do you want to chase after learning more? Just like in the morning, you look outside, no light, no light, no light. Once you start seeing light, then it advances till daybreak. You start looking before daybreak, you don't see anything. It's only when it starts that suddenly it starts and then it gets stronger and stronger. Hashem says, because they have so many idols, Hashem says, so I will punish I will punish the false prophets. Here we have different understandings, or I've been warning you of punishment through my true prophets. Hashem says, what I want from you is to lead pious lives. I don't need the sacrifices. You guys think you can do all the immoral activity you want and then just go and bring sacrifices. That's not what I want. Hashem says, throughout Ephraim I see Znos, and Yehuda is starting to follow suit, going in the ways of Ephraim, going in their pagan ways. Hashem says, when the time comes that I deal with Israel, so everyone will see their sinful ways. And a person shouldn't say, Hashem, Hashem didn't forego anything by us. No, Hashem says, I'm taking you to test because it's been mounting and mounting and reaches a point where you have to be taken to test. If your kings only want officers and politicians who are deceitful like themselves, and everyone knows that the only way to succeed is by giving bribes and by working in the deceitful ways of the government, so then it's rotten to the core. Hashem says, Kulam menafim. Everyone over there is interested in adultery. People are just thinking, when am I going to pick up the next girl? And Hashem then went on to describe a mashal like a baker. Just like the baker heats up the oven, so too they're always thinking about how to heat up their hearts and run after more adultery and run after more profit in illegitimate ways. Hashem says, and so Ephraim ba'amim hu yitbolal. Ephraim will be intermingled with the nations. Ephraim will be scattered throughout the nations. Ephraim is like a cake that wasn't turned over, wasn't fully cooked, but they haven't been faithful to their ways. So Hashem says, strangers will come and consume their strength. They will suddenly be like an old man. They won't have the strength. They're so confident in their army, that's not what's going to stand by them when the time comes to be punished. And quite the contrary, they're going to turn to all the nations they made peace treaties with. They're going to call to Mitzrayim, they're going to call out to Ashur. It's not going to work. They'll all be exiled, they'll try their peace treaties, but they won't live up to them. And here we run into the Midrash, that Mitzrayim actually started heading to help Israel when they were attacked by the Assyrian Empire. But as they were going, Hashem made great waves in the sea, and all their soldiers started looking at the sea, and they said, why are the waves coming at us? Why are we having such unusual travel? And they said, must be, it's our forefathers who sunk in this sea at the hands of the Israelites. They said, it must be our forefathers' spirits are coming against us. Why are we going to help them? And they turned back and they set sail back to Egypt and they let the northern 10 tribes be exiled. So Hashem says, they think they'll go their merry way. I will spread out my net and I will capture them like you capture the birds and swoop them down. Hashem says, I pity them. All of this comes to them because they left me. And I've tried to help them time and again, but they speak badly about me. They have no interest in talking to me. Their focus is about their monetary wealth. Their focus is about their materialistic pleasures. So Hashem says, prepare yourself to blow the shofar. Prepare yourself for the enemy that will come. The Navi said they appoint kings, and the kings are not the kings I would like. Chazal say this concept goes back to our first king. Hem himlichu velo mimeni. They appointed a king, and it wasn't my desire that they should appoint a king from their first king. Their interest was to distance themselves from me. And so Hashem says, when the king will be removed, it's not my problem, it's their problem. That they've erected their focus is the idols they erect. The idols can be their gold, their silver. So they erected the calves in the north, the calves in the south. Their focus is on that. So Hashem says, that when they'll be consumed by the nations will look down at them, and they'll look at them like a vessel. You have nothing left to do with. You have nothing left to do with that vessel. What am I going to do with this? You finish a beer bottle. You look at the bottle. What am I going to do with the bottle? So Hashem says, that's what Am Yisrael is going to be among the nations. Not only will they be exiled, but they think the nations will respect them in exile. No, they'll look down at them when they're in exile. When I send them my Torah, I send them my prophets to tell them the way, and it all looks strange to them. They look at the Torah and it seems strange. And here we discussed that when the Torah looks strange to us, it's a reflection of us. It's not a reflection of the Torah. So Hashem says, they forgot who's the one that fashioned them, who made them from scratch. And instead, they set up these temples to all kinds of idols, to all kinds of gods. And so Hashem says, I'll send a fire and it will consume all their castles and all their temples. Hashem says, don't rejoice like other nations, because you have nothing to rejoice. If they celebrate Christmas, you have no reason to celebrate. When you go and look at their holidays and you celebrate their holidays, so you're indicating you're distancing yourself from Hashem, your God. So Hashem says, you won't have wealth. You'll have nothing to celebrate over. You'll find yourself exiled throughout the nations. Because when you poured wine, you weren't pouring it in honor of Hashem. You were pouring it in honor of the parties. You were pouring it in honor of other things. And so Hashem says, the bread you bring to your parties, your pagan parties. What are you going to do when the day comes that I take you to task over all of this? Then Hashem says, so to speak, I'll party. And you'll be destroyed by the Mitzrim. You'll find nations coming and attacking and taking your wealth. Your prophets are part of the problem, the Navi says, because they keep promising, you know, this is good. The prophets also are taking money and bribes. And these were the false prophets. And so Hashem says, because they've gone the deceitful ways, the Navi compares them to the ways of the people on the hilltop of Benjamin, the days of Pilegesh Begivar. Hashem says, I'm not going to forget. I'll take you to task over all that. Hashem says, Kanavim b'midbar matzati et Yisrael. I found the Jewish people like grapes in the desert. You should know, just like a person who's traveling the desert and he happens upon grapes and it's the greatest gift because it's luscious, it feeds him, it's got juice. So too, Hashem says, I looked onto Israel fondly. I wasn't interested in this relationship of punishment. Quite the contrary. I took you like one would take grapes in the desert. I took you to elevate you. I loved you. But you chose these deceitful ways. As much as I loved you, the more you turned to the pagan gods. So Hashem says, you think you'll grow your children? No, you'll lose your children. You'll bury your children and you'll see them dead before your eyes. Because you have gone deceitful ways. Ephraim, you will see your children executed before your eyes. The Navi says, God, at least let them lose the children at birth. Don't let them have the pain of bringing them up. Hashem says, some will be lost from childbirth. Some will be miscarried. Some will die as they're nursing. Some will die before their parents' eyes. Hashem says, I'm going to kick them out of my house. I'm going to get rid of all their unfaithful and immoral activity, and I will destroy them. Hashem says, I will destroy them from the root. We're up to what's called the 10th chapter. Hashem says that the Ephraim will find themselves with their children destroyed before their eyes, and the remnants will be scattered wandering Jews throughout the nations. Hashem says, the people of Israel, they're like a vine that shed its fruit, because the more fruit I gave them, the more they used to bring on their altars for the idols. So Hashem says, the time has come to destroy those idols. They say, if they'll reach the point where they say, we don't have a king, Hashem is our king, what's the king good for? Then things would go good, but that's not what they're saying. They're going to their idols in the two golden calves, and they're the ones they serve. And so Hashem says, you're going to witness how those golden calves are taken out into the Assyrian exile, and you'll see, then you'll be shamed. How come I worship this calf that the king just walked off with? All those altars that you set up, you're going to see them destroyed, Hashem says, and you'll see thorn growing over them. Hashem says, from the days of the hilltop, from the days of Benjamin's hilltop, Israel has been sinful. And Hashem is referring to their activities that are immoral, not only unfaithful to Hashem. Hashem says, I will gather nations to bond them. Ephraim is like a young calf that says, I like doing things that are wrong. So Hashem says, okay. But remember, if you would change your way, the Navi keeps reminding them, if you'd only plant kindness, if you'd only be righteous, if you'd only seek Hashem, things wouldn't be this way. The issue is that you plant wickedness. And so the fruit of the wickedness is the destruction. We're up to what would be called the 11th chapter. Hashem says, if you'd only review your history, you'd look back and see that when you were young, I loved you. I took you out of Egypt. I called you my children. And as much as I loved you, by the same token, you took that and turned it around and offered all the good I gave you to idols. I took you on my hands. I healed you. I helped you throughout the days of the Shoftim. You kept going your sinful ways. I kept helping you in spite of that. I pulled you along with love, but it didn't work. I said, don't go back to Egypt. No, you did. I said, stay here. You took the Assyrian Empire. You refused to come back. So Hashem says, fine. If that's the case, then the swords will rest in your within your cities, and everything from the root will be destroyed. And then the Navi, and this was the Parsha, the Haftarah of Vayetze, V'amit luim limshuvati. My nation, technically, Hashem says, really, I'm waiting for their tshuva. They're waiting for me to return. I'm waiting for them to return. Hashem says, so to speak, how could I do this to you? I'm destroyed with myself. Hashem speaks in humanistic terms. Hashem says, how could I let my anger destroy you? I don't want to destroy you, Ephraim. I'm holy within you. I don't go in any other city. I'm in Jerusalem. I'm among Am Yisrael. And if only you'd follow me, I don't want this destruction to come. Things will go well for you. But Hashem says, no, you've surrounded me with falsehood. You've surrounded me with deceit. And so Hashem says, what choice do I have? And then Hashem turns to Yehuda and he says, Yehuda, their kings are still faithful to Hashem. But Ephraim, the northern tribes, they're following their idols. They make the treaty with the Assyrian Empire. And that's why they're ultimately going to be let out of there. Hashem says, I take Yehuda to task because, Yehuda, look at what kindness I've done with you. And if only you'd review history, you'd see from the time of the creation of Yaakov, from the time you began being a people, from the moment Yaakov was born, I gave him Ashkecha Pratit. He was born holding on to Esav's hand. I gave you an indication from the minute he was born that I was going to be with you. And I helped him overcome Esav's angel. And I helped him, and I blessed him, and I told him I would be his God, and I'm telling you now, return to me, and then things will go well. But no, you prefer to cheat people, you prefer to keep a business where you think you'll succeed because you're the boss, you cheat, you change the scales. You think you have wealth, and then that's why nothing's going to touch you, nothing's going to hurt you. Hashem says, no. I can still put you back in tents. There were the days when you didn't have a land. There were the days where you were nomads. We can return to those days. I sent you so many prophets, but you're not interested. You're going after your prophets for the idols, your false prophets. Look at your history. Yaakov ran out to the Aram. He worked for a wife. And then Hashem helped Yaakov evolve into a nation. And the nation came to Israel. It was miraculous that you have a nation coming out of Mitzrayim. It was the prophet that took care of you all those years. And now you turn away from the prophets. Hashem says, I will take Ephraim to task. Ephraim, remember the history. How did you begin? What was the history? Remember the story of Yerubim ben Nevat. Yerubim ben Nevat rebuked Shlomo. Yerubim ben Nevat rebuked Shlomo and Shlomo overslept. You remember the story that Pharaoh's daughter tricked him that night? The first morning they were supposed to open the temple doors. Shlomo slept late. That was the only time that the Shtamad Shashachar was brought 4 hours into the day. She tricked him. Yerubim ben Nevat wagged his finger. He spoke with such Yiras Shamayim. And we said, he wasn't faking. Yerubim ben Nevat was a huge tzaddik. He was on David HaMelech's Madrega. God says, me, you, and David, right? Us three will walk together in the Garden of Eden. So Yerubim ben Nevat was fit to rebuke Shlomo. He rebuked Shlomo when Shlomo erred by mistake. He was tricked. Kedaber Ephraim retet, when Ephraim spoke, shivering in anger, Nasau b'Israel, he became a great leader of Israel because he was the one that stood up and said, Shlomo, it's wrong. It's wrong that you're building the queen's palace in a way that will cause all of Israel to take a longer route around Jerusalem to enter the temple. It's wrong. You're blocking up the paths. Your father purposely made it easy for people to approach the temple. You're changing all of that in honor of Shlomo's, in honor of Pharaoh's daughter. So when Yerubim ben Nevat rebuked Shlomo, Nasahu b'Yisrael, he became a great leader in Israel. But what happened? Then Yerubim ben Nevat, when he became king, he purposely set up golden calves. His own honor interested him more than the service of Hashem. Vayesham b'Baal, and he purposely took the Jewish people after the Baal, and that's the root of this destruction. From the beginning of the northern 10 tribes kingdom, from the beginning of that break, Yerubim ben Nevat already led them to idol worship, and that never changed. Till the last king, till Hoshea ben Elah. So Hashem says, let's review history. You, Ephraim, you started off being so pious, yelling at Shlomo when Shlomo did a mistake. And then you purposely, willfully went and served the idol of the Baal and died. And now you continue making all these idols. And so Hashem says, just like the clouds in the morning lift quickly, just like the dew lifts, just like the chaff is blown in the wind, just like the smoke from the chimney scatters, so too Hashem says, you will be scattered and destroyed. Because I am your God. I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. And you have no right to worship anyone else but me. And there's no one that's going to save you other than me. I'm the one that took you through the desert. I'm the one that fed you. But when you were all full, then you forgot me. When your stomachs were full, then you didn't need me. And so Hashem says, I'm going to be like a young lion, like a leopard I will attack them, like a bear whose cub was taken. I will stick my nails into their chest, tear open their hearts. I will destroy them like a like a young lion. I will bring wild animals to destroy them. Hashem says, why will you be destroyed? Because you're not willing to recognize that I'm the source of help. Where's the king now? Where's the king you had faith in? Why doesn't he save you? Where are all those judges? You asked me, give us a king, give us judges. I gave you out of anger, and so I will take them back out of anger. Your sin, Hashem says, I hold on to. And you will find yourself with birth pangs. You've been a son that's not wise, and so you won't be able to stand up to the test of childbirth. Hashem says, I took you out of perdition. I took you out of death. Now Hashem says, I will bring you back there. Because Hashem says, I will send my wind from the desert, and I will dry up what's happening in Israel. Shomron will be destroyed. They will fall at the hands of the sword. Their babies will be bashed at the sword, and their pregnant women will be sliced, and their children, they will die, and their fetuses will die. And so Hashem says, coming out of this morbid description of destruction, Hashem turns to Am Yisrael and says, Shuva Yisrael, return, it's not over, this is a prophecy. The Navi Hoshea concludes with the famous prophecy, Shuva Yisrael, please return, Hashem says, because your sins have caused you to falter. Take tshuva, return to Hashem, ask Hashem, and Hashem is willing to accept your tshuva. Recognize that your hope is not within the Assyrian Empire. Recognize that your military might is not what's going to save you. Don't believe that the material goods, the army, the things that you fashion is what's going to save you. No, the one that's going to save you is Hashem. And Hashem says, you return, El Pameshuvatam, I will heal you. I volunteer to love them. My anger will be removed from them. I will be like dew upon Israel. Dew is always a blessing, summer and winter. They will blossom like a rose. Their roots will take hold like in Lebanon where there's much water. They will have honor like the olive tree, and they'll have a great smell like Lebanon. People will return to sit in their shade. They will have much crops, and they will flourish like a grapevine. People will remember them like the great wines of Lebanon. Ephraim why should I go back to my idols? I will flourish when I connect to Hashem. The Navi concludes, Michacham v'yaven eile. Who is smart and will understand these? Ki yesharim d'chei Hashem, for Hashem's ways are just. If people are just, then they go on Hashem's ways and it's smooth. Poshim, when people are sinners, then yikashlubam, God's ways seem to cause them stumbling because they're in contradiction with their own inclinations. But Hashem says, my ways are just. Stick to my ways and you'll be successful.